Greetings, I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Brenda Ullman, Executive Director and SFFC Program Director for Building Families for Children. And Brenda's here today to talk to us about the various ways that her organization is helping children, needy children in our area. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, it's an honor having you here because Your organization does such wonderful stuff that I'm really pleased to have you on the show.
Thank you.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, and hopefully they'll be more familiar after the show.
Right.
Could you tell us a little bit about Building Families for Children?
Yes, I would be glad to. Building Families for Children was founded right here in Baltimore in 1920 by the Spice entrepreneur, and that's Willoughby McCormick. Rather than building orphanages, he really believed that children would thrive if they were in families. And so he created and founded Building Families for Children to be able to do just that.
Good for him. So,
you know, it's interesting. I visited Building Families a year ago, met with our executive director, Debbie Marini, at the time. And Debbie showed the whole history of the McCormick era. And it's the thing that I remember the most is the pictures on the wall, the history, the decades of children and teens whose lives were impacted by Willoughby.
Yeah, yeah. Once you see the people.
Yes. It's all about the people.
Yeah, it's
all
about
the people. It's all about the children.
And I guess your job as executive director is to make everything work, right?
Well, actually, we are looking for, I am the director of Safe Families for Children. That's called SFFC. Our executive director, we are now doing a national search and have narrowed that for our executive director of Building Families for Children. Safe Families is one of the programs under that. You know, as Willoughby talks about in his commitment to families, we hold fast to that belief today. Children are important. So our mission at Building Families is to share the love of Christ in order to have these children, the most vulnerable children, thrive in families.
How do you do that?
Well, this year marks the 98th birthday, so that's really amazing for us. We're moving into 100 years, but we have two major segments of our organization. And we call those our services, our family preservation, and then our treatment foster care. So both of those activities under all of those, we can't do that alone. We work with partners, regional, our state partners. We get referrals from Department of Social Services. We work with the housing. So we recognize that individually, these clients, these individuals cannot do it alone. So we need a network of support, which includes our communities and our agencies working together.
In this area, what areas do you cover?
Well, we have right now, we have host families for Safe Families. I'm only speaking for Safe Families. Building Families covers the entire state of Maryland. The Safe Families for Children, which is one of our family preservation services, we're in Howard County, Carroll, Anne Arundel, Baltimore County, and we're looking at growing into the other counties as well. So we have three different services, two under family preservation, one that I spoke about, which is Safe Families for Children. And that's the voluntary driven part of Building Families. So we have our host families, which are volunteers who host, who are currently background checked, fingerprinted, and they are the protection. They are the wraparound for families in crisis. So, for instance, if you have someone who is facing a crisis, particularly in this area, the Baltimore metropolitan, Washington, D.C. area, it's a transient area. So there's individuals that are isolated from their families and are in need of a support, and Safe Families will bring that to them.
So how does people, do you get referrals? How does somebody get aware of
Safe Families? Well, we do get referrals, particularly a lot of them come from the DSS. This past week, we had several from our Howard County DSS. We've had a number of them from our Baltimore hospitals, where we have single parents in the NICU, or they're in having a baby and need someone to care for their children because their family is not around to do that. We do PPWs, our people personnel workers in our schools. So we also get referrals through churches, because churches are the foundation of safe families for children. It is, churches provide that network of support. When there is a family in need, our churches will wrap around them by providing a host home in their church, family friends who are also background checked and fingerprinted, and wrap around that family in a way that they feel that they have an extended family.
Mm-hmm. How can someone find out more information?
Well, more information about building families or safe families for children or our chosen foster care program can be on our website at buildingfamiliesforchildren.org. Mm-hmm. Or you can call our office at 410-872-1050.
Okay, great. I assume that when that somebody doesn't have to be a member, does somebody have to be a member of a church or anything to get assistance?
No, not at all. And I'm sorry if that sounded that way. No, eligible, meaning safe families. We look at the safe families provides an option for those in crisis. Mm-hmm. And it's a support so that this family can host their children temporarily while we help the mom or the dad get back on their feet. So there is a coach, family friend over the biological family who helps them with setting goals and looking at what can we do in the next 3 to 6 months to help you get on your feet, to be self-sustaining, so that we can reunite you with your family. So we do not take over parental custody. We co-parent with them. We want those families to be engaged with their children even during the period of time that they are separated.
So you really serve as kind of a absent grandmother mother or sister.
Yeah, it's an extended family.
Yeah,
Totally. A good example of that is I have only been at Safe Families for Children for a year. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, when I went in for the interview and I saw this, you know, all of these pictures on the wall, I was reminded of my husband and I have a home with two small apartments, and we've housed women for the past 15 years to help them get up on their feet, save money, reach their goals, and be able to move forward on their own. And one of those women had two small children, and she was in a difficult relationship. Today, those children are in their teens. She is thriving, and she has her own place. So they call us Aunt Brenda and Uncle Ron. Safe Families is that. It was like, this is what I've been doing all along. Yeah, it is that extended family.
That's wonderful. So you basically just, the organization essentially just comes in for, it might be just a few days or months or...
Yes, Safe Families, as the average, is about 45 days.
45 days.
And then the reuniting of the parent and child. That's one service under Building Families. Mm-hmm. So that is Safe Families for Children, it's called. Mm-hmm. The treatment, foster care, is the other big service under Building Families. And the treatment foster care really is, it's called Chosen. And that's the children of special and exceptional need. It actually is providing the family-based care for children in treatment foster care. So they need, due to whatever the trauma in their life, they require more attention. Mm-hmm. We train the foster care parents to understand what the trauma in the childhood provides for those children and what happens with that. And then from there, we train them how to use the model, the trust-based relational intervention model, to actually help to heal and grow and help these children become healthy.
So in many ways, just to kind of from a wider perspective, mm-hmm. you folks are really doing kind of what a DSS might or should do, but doesn't have the resources to do. And you're but you're doing it in a way that's not governmental, that's not looking at people as numbers or anything else, but according to their needs and being much more flexible than a DSS or government agency could do.
Well, let me clarify that. The therapeutic or the treatment foster care rather is the DSS refers those children to us because they are children who need more care than the normal foster care would. So we work closely with DSS in that.
And so you're supplementing really what they can do.
In treatment foster care, they actually provide us, they give us those referrals to help, and we're one of many programs that help do work in treatment foster care. With Safe Families and then our Therapeutic Family Services, which is our counseling end of that, those two are intervention programs. They're intervention in that before DSS, before the state would come in, we are able to intervene. We're a deflection program for foster care.
And maybe as a result, the state doesn't intervene.
Correct. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. Because we as individuals have an obligation to help one another. I mean, that really is who we are. If you have gifts in your hands and skills and talents that you can use, we need to be doing that and helping other people who cannot or are having a hard time being directed in the right way, and particularly children.
Let's talk about, could you give us some success stories?
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's a lot of those success stories. I'm just going to focus on, because I direct Safe Families for Children here, the several of them here in Baltimore. When I first started here, there is a there's a story on our website, and you can go there and hear her story. Her name is Mo, and I am just thrilled with the Mo's story is one of recovery and achievement, and she struggled from drug addiction. She had postpartum depression. She reached out to Safe Families and was taken in by a family who hosted her. In fact, that man, the father, serves on our board of directors now, Sean Smithson. He's the head of the Maryland FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And that family, the Smithson family, surrounds her still to this day. But not only did Mo achieve her goals, she has helped now others, specifically in our clients. She refers clients to us, and we refer clients to her.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, because here in Baltimore, I mean, she works in the housing part of it, and so she's helping our families that need to be reunited to find housing that they can, you know, that they would be successful living
Good for her. Good for her. What a wonderful. So she's multiplying the love.
She is multiplying the love. Yeah, in fact, that next the next success story I wanted to talk about, she was instrumental in that because we had a Baltimore County school teacher who found herself evicted from her apartment with five children, living in a car. That was last summer. And our host families, there were two major host families that were, it's like a puzzle putting it together. But the one family took all five siblings. And Mo helped with the providing housing, looking for housing, and got that family back on their feet.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's an inspiring story. Volunteers. How can our listeners help?
Well, listeners, I mean, each one of them, we're looking for, always looking for compassionate adults who'd want to serve as a Safe Families volunteer or a chosen foster parent. So they can call our office, again, at 410-872-1050 or visit our website, buildingfamiliesforchildren.org, to learn more about how to become a Safe Families for Children volunteer or a chosen foster care parent.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. And as I said, I've been honored to have you on here today.
Thanks, Bill.
And I certainly wish you the best. I certainly wish you the best because you folks are doing a great service.
Thank you so much.
Unfortunately, though, we're out of time. and Living in Baltimore. I want to thank you for tuning in. Our guest today has been Brenda Ullman, who is Executive Director, SFFC Director for Building Families for Children, for being our guest today. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Your good work for all of us.
Okay, thanks.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.